for your week daily look at the NBA and your Charlotte Hornets. It's time for the Hive O'Clock Alarm.
How you doing? Oh, that sounds amazing.
Good day, Hornets fans. Doug Branson here for the Hive O'Clock Alarm. No, David. A little early to wake David up. I'm still out on the road for my day job, but after missing Tuesday, I felt like it was necessary. Like the Hornets, I had to perform well on a back-to-back like they did against Boston. That was a big win. We'll get to that in a minute. I want to go over playoff scenarios. It's still a little complicated, but after Miami's victory over Detroit last night, the playoff scenario situation became a little more clear for the Charlotte Hornets. Okay, here we go. If you can stay with me. Now, the remaining games left tonight, Atlanta plays at Washington. Miami will play in Boston. And then Orlando will play the Hornets at Time Warner Cable Arena tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. A lot of these, I believe all three of these games are 8 o'clock tips. A lot of the tips on the final game of the regular season at 8 o'clock. Okay, here we go. Playoff scenarios. Charlotte will be the fifth seed and play at the Atlanta Hawks if Miami wins and Charlotte wins tonight. That would be Miami 3, Atlanta 4, Charlotte 5, Boston 6. So there's only one scenario in which Charlotte is the fifth seed. And if they were the fifth seed, they would play Atlanta in that situation. Again, it doesn't matter if Atlanta wins or loses. If Miami wins and Charlotte beats the Magic tonight, then Charlotte would be the fifth seed playing the Atlanta Hawks. Charlotte is the sixth seed and plays Atlanta if Atlanta wins and Boston wins. And the Charlotte Hornets would be the sixth seed and play Miami. There's a couple of scenarios for this one. If Atlanta loses and Boston wins, or if Atlanta loses and Miami wins, but Charlotte also loses, the Hornets would be the sixth seed and Miami would jump Atlanta, meaning Charlotte would play Miami in the first round of the playoffs. I hope everyone kept up somewhat with that. It is still a little complicated, but the Hornets really don't control their destiny as we head into this last game of the regular season. A lot of it has to do with whether, in terms of who the Hornets play, a lot of it has to do with whether or not Atlanta beats Washington. So if you're a fan who wants to see the Hornets play Miami, you'll definitely want to cheer for the Washington Wizards to beat Atlanta tonight. If you just want to see the Hornets become the fifth seed, you're not Steve Clifford. Clifford said before the game against Boston that after they lost home court advantage, it doesn't matter to him whether or not they are the fifth seed or the sixth seed. Now, I talked to David yesterday, and I think he's of the mind of wanting to play Miami. And, you know, the only way to do that is to be a sixth seed. And so, you know, probably there's a contingent out there that would want Charlotte to lose tonight so that they would ensure themselves the sixth seed and play Miami. Because either way, six or five, you're playing away four games. You don't have home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. So why not take what some fans perceive as the better matchup against Miami? Now, I don't think that anyone in the locker room feels that way. I don't think that Steve Clifford certainly doesn't feel that way. He's already said if guys are healthy and ready to go, they're going to get their normal minutes tonight. There's, you know, barring Orlando or a Hornets blowout, you'll see regular minute and regular rotations tonight. And I think that's a good thing. I think, you know, you want the team, you want guys feeling comfortable several days before the playoffs. And you certainly want Cody Zeller to return to the lineup from that sternum injury so that he doesn't go a full week without playing basketball before that first game of the playoffs, whether it's Atlanta or Miami. I personally like the Miami matchup. Again, I don't think that they should play a certain way tonight against Orlando to get that matchup, but I do like that matchup for the Hornets. Courtney Lee certainly wants that matchup. He said on ESPN 730 that that they certainly wouldn't mind playing Miami in the playoffs. And I just think that once Atlanta turns up that trapping defense, it can really throw off what the Hornets do offensively. And, you know, you look back at that 9-point first quarter as an indication, although they did hang with Atlanta really well the rest of the way in that game, I just feel like there's a certain intensity that Atlanta brings to the defensive end that can frustrate a lot of what makes Charlotte so good, and that's 3-point shooting. And they've just had more success this season, proven success, against the Miami Heat. So we'll keep an eye on that, and certainly Thursday night is going to be a big night for Hive Talk Live as we preview whoever ends up being the Hornets matchup, Atlanta Hawks or Miami Heat. Okay, I want to talk about this Boston win for a few moments. The Hornets win 114-100. Didn't get to talk about it yesterday. Huge win for the Hornets, I think, because, and not because of the way it went down. I mean, you know, 10 steals, that's amazing. You know, you wanted to see them after that loss against Washington turn up the heat defensively. But just the back-to-back, they've played well on the back end of back-to-backs all season, best record in the NBA in that respect. And you wanted to see them turn it up, turn the intensity up before the playoffs. The big story from that Boston win, of course, Jeremy Lin getting 39 minutes of run, 7 of 14 from the field, 10 of 10 from the free throw line. He only hit 1 3-pointer. He was 1 of 6 from beyond the arc, but 7 of 14 from the field because he was getting inside. He had 5 steals, getting into transition, finishing at the rim, 25 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals, and a backside or a help side block on Evan Turner. So, I mean, you know, he was just all over the floor, and he said after the game, you know, he wanted to bring that intensity and energy that he didn't bring against Washington. And I think that's important. I mean, we talk about stats, we talk about points and rebounds and, you know, how many threes did this guy hit, but Jeremy Lin brings an intangible energy level, not only to the bench, but when he's playing alongside Kemba Walker as well, that really helps this team get into their offense. And I thought too, he played well defensively against Evan Turner. And it allowed him holding his own against Evan Turner, allowed Steve Clifford to make a great adjustment on Boston. I'm a little jealous because I think this adjustment would have helped a potential Hornets Celtics first round series that we won't get. But he put Courtney Lee on Jay Crowder. And I really thought, okay, Courtney Lee is going to make a big difference in this game. The previous two games that the Hornets lost to Boston were early on in the season. No Courtney Lee in those games. And it certainly was because you look at Jay Crowder, who's just getting back into things, 1 of 4 from the field, only 2 points. And a lot of that had to do with Courtney Lee stalking him on the perimeter. And, you know, Courtney Lee was able to dig down and help and recover to Jay Crowder and really deny him the basketball. And that's important. That's important. And I think it's going to be important in a potential playoff series. You can move Courtney Lee around in a similar way that you could move an MKG around against a perimeter guy. Maybe not against somebody who can dominate inside, but against somebody on the perimeter, you can use Courtney Lee as a chess piece. And that's what the playoffs, the regular season, mostly checkers. The playoffs, it starts to become chess. A lot of other performances in this game that I want to talk about. Al Jefferson gets the start because of an injured Cody Zeller. He hit, 5 of his first 7 buckets, 8 of 11 from the field, 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 steals, 2 important steals. I mean, the steals were the stat of the game. Jeremy Lin had 5 of them. Al Jefferson had 2 of them. Batum, by the way, getting back into action. That's good for the Hornets. And 1 steal by Kemba Walker. And it helped fuel that 31-3 run in the second quarter that got the Hornets lead up to as many as 28. You know, Isaiah Thomas just not protecting the basketball and really the entire team not protecting the basketball. But oddly in this game, I mean, that's what you remember, the steals and the transition buckets. But the Celtics actually had 19 points on 14 Hornets turnovers, where the Hornets only had 11 points off of 12 Boston Celtic turnovers. And look, the Celtics, that's what they do. They turn you over and they score the basketball. And but it was just that one run, I think, that became most memorable from this game. But Al Jefferson had a great game, and it just makes you wonder if maybe it is something mental with Al Jefferson that, when he starts and he can get into a rhythm early in a game and not sit on the bench for, 6 to 8 minutes and then have to come in, if that just makes him feel more comfortable. I don't know. I don't know if that's an adjustment that you can now make this late into the game, but if the Hornets are down 0-2, it's sitting there. Bringing Zeller off the bench, there's an injury concern now. I mean, that option, I think, will be sitting there for Steve Clifford to make. But Al Jefferson, certainly, and if Cody can't go tonight and Al Jefferson gets another chance at Nikola Vucevic, someone that's given Al Jefferson trouble in the past, if Jefferson's still showing that willingness to play defense that he showed against Boston, if he shows it again tonight, I don't know. I think it raises a few questions as you look to see whether the Hornets go, with an 8-man rotation or a 9-man rotation heading into the playoffs, how that shakes out between Jefferson and Cody Zeller and Frank Kaminsky. But it's interesting. I think the Hornets, if they play Miami has already settled into an 8-man rotation. And I think the Hornets could as well with Frank Kaminsky, Al Jefferson, and Jeremy Lin. And then you have Hawes and Troy Daniels, who it seems like Steve Clifford has decided to go with Troy Daniels and his shooting ability over Jeremy Lamb, who got a DNP coach's decision against the Boston Celtics. You have guys like Daniels and Hawes who you can then bring into the lineup and make adjustments in game two and game three and on down the road in a potential first round matchup. And they are some good pieces because you have Spencer Hawes who can shoot the three, Spencer Hawes and Troy Daniels. But Hawes also brings a ball movement. He also brings size underneath. If you need that, probably need that in a potential series against Miami more so than you would against Atlanta. The adjustment, the ability to make adjustments is there with this team because this team has depth. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Hornets could have a potentially better matchup against Miami. If you don't like BPI and a certain scenario probability counters that would give the Hornets a better chance against Atlanta than Miami, if you don't care about any of that, then I think you like the fact that the Hornets have proven late in the season that they can beat Miami, and the fact that the Hornets have some depth, some better options in Troy Daniels and Spencer Hawes than Miami does. And I think Miami has some youth that the Hornets could expose experience-wise. So really, really encouraging stuff from the Hornets here as they close out. I mean, if you take an overall look at the past 10 games, they've certainly struggled. And I think it will be important for the Hornets to beat Orlando like they should have beaten the Washington Wizards. Just close out a game that you know you're supposed to close out and play defense. I think that's the big thing. I mean, we know the Hornets can shoot well, and if they don't shoot well tonight, then, I don't think it's that concerning. But if they don't continue to play defense, they don't have that physicality inside. So you're going to need guys playing well on the perimeter. You're going to need Al Jefferson being active inside with the strips and the steals. And you have to have that from your bigs. And you have to have Marvin Williams got two blocks against Boston. That's going to need to continue to happen. When you don't have a solid shot blocker, you have to find creative ways to protect the paint. And the Hornets did it against Boston. You hope they can do it against Vucevic, who is getting back into the starting lineup here in the last couple of games for the Orlando Magic. It will be a good test. It will be something to watch. That's definitely the matchup to watch tonight. We'll be watching it on Twitter at Hive Talk Live. We'll be at the game. So check us out there, and we'll continue to live tweet One last note, a big get well soon to Rick Bunnell, the Charlotte Hornets beat writer for the Charlotte Observer. He tweeted the other night that he is in Boston getting some blood clots looked at. So best wishes to you, Rick, and on a speedy recovery. And we will I'm sure everyone in Charlotte who covers the team or covers sports will do their best to help pick up the slack in your absence. So get well soon, friend. And to all those out there listening, thank you so much. We're going to be back Thursday night, ESPN, brought to you by ESPN 730, Hive Talk Live with my friend Justin Thomas. More to come on that. Check us out, Hive Talk Live. Enjoy the rest of your morning, folks. And, of course, all hail the teal and purple.